coherence, incoherence, and your vibration. The lotus is the symbol of coherence. It grows from mud, incoherent, and turns it into beautiful coherence. If your lotus could speak, it would say, I want the world to be the way the world is. Okay, so what is coherence and what is incoherence? Oh. And why should you care? Beautifully combed hair. Add some wind. Voila, disheveled a violin solo. Scramble it. And it will be ugly noise. Hard to tolerate. In today's day and age, everything is like that windswept hair, that scrambled violin solo. You can find hardly any orderliness, any coherence. Inside and outside. Anywhere. The more wind you apply, the more scrambled our world is. In some respect, that scrambledness, measured, is what we call vibration in human terms, in spiritual terms. The opposite of that chaos is coherence. Coherent thought, coherent behavior, coherent feelings, coherent plans. When I started energizing water, the water was somewhat coherent. Somewhat coherent is about 200 vibration. Most of my students are somewhat coherent. And occasionally not coherent. Today the water is not coherent at all. It tastes horrible, doesn't want to go down. Yuck. That is the vibration of the planet. Yuck. Average 100. That means most people are around 70 or under. It is, surprisingly, not a bell curve, more like a hockey puck. I got an email from a dude yesterday. He sent it to prove to me that the earth is flat and it doesn't go around the sun. His vibration is 30. He has the harmonizer but doesn't use it. For an incoherent person, the harmonizer is jarring. Conspiracy theory believers, MAGA people, SJWs have a vibration under or way under 100. Coherence is calm. Coherence comes when you are that slow is smooth and smooth is fast. In my workshops, when a participant's answers fast, I don't have to measure their vibration, I can tell they are incoherent from their quick answer. Of course, somewhat coherent, 200, is also a low vibration. Nearly everything threatens you and can knock you off balance, but especially attacks on your current worldview. The absolute bottom floor of human worldview is I want the world to be the way I want the world to be. Including people, things, myself, everything. That is the worldview of everyone, except the 1000. And although most things, most people, most of the time are not even close being the way you want them to be, you can reach an S, evolutionary stable strategy, to deal with that fact. The fact that the world, people, yourself are not the way you want them to be. An S established is what allows for a 200 vibration. In my courses, in my coaching, I upset your S. So far everyone goes back to their S. But some people are now able to incorporate a different worldview to some degree. I want the world to be the way the world is because it is that way. I want people, myself, to be the way we are, because we are that way. To the degree that you can incorporate the new worldview, to the same degree your vibration goes up. I have two students who incorporated it only 10%, and their vibration has jumped from 200 to 300. All the while three students' vibration dropped to 100. The students whose vibration dropped are resistant to want things the way they are. Why? Because it makes them wrong in a way. And they want to be right. To be the only right person while everyone else is wrong. And, of course, it is about coherence. When you resist, when you are troubled about stuff, being coherent is a challenge. I have a flea infestation in my apartment. It took me weeks to identify it, and by that time it got bad. I have opted to use the least involved method to eradicate the infestation. But it also the slowest. A vacuum, and I use a chemical to disrupt the life cycle of the fleas. This period, however long it is going to be, is a great playground for me to test methods of regaining or keeping coherence. Because having insects jump on you and bite you naturally cause incoherence. The more I can allow it, the more I can return to coherence after, for a moment, I didn't allow it. This returning to allowing is what causes coherence. Seemingly unbroken, seemingly undisturbed. Coherence is what is needed to get things done, fast. Well. To be productive, to enjoy life while working and while not working. The more bandwidth what you don't like gets, the less coherent you are. Sounds like what the positive thinkers teach, but what positive thinkers do is not that. They intensely don't want, wish away the negative and therefore they are incoherent. Werner Erhard of S training fame led his staff as a big family where he was the patriarch. When a member of his family wanted to get married, they needed to book an audition with Werner. Werner asked this question, if you got divorced, what would be the reason? Surprisingly, the answer didn't need any looking or searching, It was ready. It was a part, an aspect of the other that a person could merely tolerate. Tolerating what was wrong with the other. Werner then asked, "Can you be with that?" Now the question is tricky. But I'll translate, he meant to ask, "Can you remain coherent when it shows itself? Can you want the other to be the way they are? Even though they have a part of them that you don't like?" If the answer was an honest yes, rarely, Werner approved of the marriage. But if and when you look, we all know and then willfully ignore the signs. That is why the divorce rate, both in marriages and in friendships, is through the roof. I, as a coach, also need to deal with that. And I can see my students need to deal with me as well. Can you, and I, be with what is not to our liking in the other, and do good work in spite of that? I am sure that some of the time, when a student's vibration drops to 100, part of the issue is they cannot be with what's wrong with me. Some call this ability to be with what you don't like, mental toughness. I call it the inverse of reactivity, DLB. Students who raise their vibration with the exact same input everyone else got, have a higher TLB than the ones that remained the same or dropped their vibration. Low TLB means you say in your head, "I can't be with that. I can't deal with it." And then you can. In my observation, and muscle testing confirms it, there is a hump, a threshold someone needs to go through to increase their TLB. I had high hopes for my students during the session when we were attempting to establish the new worldview, "I want the world to be the way the world is." So I monitored people's feelings as they were saying the words. We went several round. Ultimately, what needs to be present when you say it is fear and a sense of loss. Because you say you want to lose your S, the floor you have been walking on. And, of course, there is fear of the unknown. I have gone through that experience several times myself. What I didn't have that most people have is resistance. I had the fear. I had the sense of loss. Grieving. Sadness. But not resistance. The students who felt resistance also dropped their vibration. It is also observable that once one managed to get through that threshold and can consider changing their worldview, the vibration and the TLB go up together. There are a lot of stages between 300 and high vibration. Very few humans have ever done that whole journey. Even 300 is exceptional. Why? I think that it is because each stage of that journey requires one to give up an S. An evolutionary stable strategy. And if the S is connected to making a living, very few will ever be willing to rock that boat. Lest they lose what they have. What is special, what is different about me, is that I have been willing to give up making a living for what's possible. Admittedly, it was easier for me. I have a history of girl interrupted. As a child, I was dealing with crippling illnesses. Until the time I left Hungary, I was hospitalized 22 times. Each was a serious interruption. And I learned that interruption is not deadly. That failure is not permanent, and neither is success. Life interferes, and that is okay. So when I reached a point where I could see a new floor in my journey up on the tree of life, I took it in stride. I was afraid, I grieved, but I didn't waver. Also, I had no goal that would be interrupted. Instead, I had a trajectory. I preferred going up. I spent in my 20s about 7 years in a downward spiral. And then another valley 4 years in my 30s. Since then I am on a steady upward trajectory. While I was in a downward phase, I learned to live on little. I used the time to get better at more things. Read more, acquire more skills. Unless you can be okay with the valleys, you don't deserve the mountain peaks. There is a silver lining of all dark periods. But unless you use them, they are wasted on you. But it all boils down to your TLB. If you make yourself busy so you don't have to face the tiger, if you run from the tiger, hide from the tiger, try to outwit the tiger, you are never going to behave like an adult who can face the tiger and count the hair in its ears. The tiger is more often than not what you don't like about yourself, or don't like about the world. And then how you deal with it, honorably or dishonorably. If dishonorable behavior has allowed you to survive, you won't like to give that up. You won't want to choose work over deception. At least I haven't seen many people choosing honest work over that. But it is actually possible. I do have one student who managed to go over that particular hump. She fell in love with the idea that work can be joyous. She hasn't started to work yet. So she may fall back to deception, but we shall see. Hope is eternal, and I have it. Lol. Okay, now, with this, what do I recommend that you do if you have the ambition to start climbing the tree of life? Here is the first 13 minutes of the Face the Tiger course. Ultimately, the work is to learn to face the tiger. By the way, the recorded course is about 5 hours long. What is different about this course is my abundant use of activators. Like courage and self-trust. Without them, it seems, you cannot cross the threshold. In addition to the recorded course, I will have a live session where I will download the activators and deal with the individual tigers so you can start facing them. To celebrate my 75th birthday, that will be on September 4th, I am offering a 2-tier discount as a gift. If you buy the course before midnight August 29th, use Tigger coupon code to get 50% off. If you buy it later, but not after September 4th, use Tigger 2 coupon code to get 25% off. The sooner you buy, the more money you save. Let me train you to face the tiger. There is no date yet for the live session. I'll set it when I'll know who is in it. If you can't make the live session, you can still get the recording.